Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Now, it was Fair City, you know, the TV soap, urban drama, I think they prefer to call it. Fair City's 35th anniversary the other day. 35 years of Fair City, going strong. And very popular, has to be said. Lots and lots of people watch it. Now, Daniel O'Donnell, who is sort of our TV reviewer, well, actually, the first thing he started talking about was the Fair City show. So, and then he started reviewing other ones as well. So, he was watching us, the 35th anniversary. Daniel, good morning. Was it?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Was it any good? Fair City. Now, you're a fan of Fair City, aren't you?
Was it any good?
Yeah.
Are you trying to wind me up?
No, I'm not.
My blood pressure's already gone through the roof here.
Really?
Just doing this. I gave up on Fair City years ago, Ian, but I decided I'd give this a bash.
Okay.
And, you know, you'd expect something from RTE for the 35th anniversary. And, I mean, Emmerdale flew an L747 jet into the village there and wiped the whole place
That's
out.
That's right, so, I remember that. That was pretty awesome, wasn't it?
So I was kind of hoping against hope you'd see the old Aer Lingus Shamrock hovering over Carrickstown there and close up a Carroll going, scumbags, and then boom. But anyway, no. But anyway, RT budget wouldn't allow it. So they had a tiny little fire in and it was just a
tiny little fire.
Well, it was just a bit of smoke. There wasn't even much flame.
Right.
So it was just a bit of smoke hovering out from a door and what's left of the effects department, I think, in RTE. I mean, it was just the one zip fire lighter, I'd say, maximum they used on that. Nobody got killed.
Right.
Nobody. Just one fella got his leg caught under a rock.
Okay.
And then I recognised him. And do you remember Mondo?
Mondo.
Do you remember me saying?
Yeah.
Mondo.
Yeah.
The young fella from years ago.
George.
Well, he must be about 60 years of age now. Leg under, and that was it. Good luck. Oh, it was 35 years. See you later.
Right.
And then I had to sit through, I was still stunned on the couch.
Yeah.
And so then I had to sit through Keys to My Life. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's the one, yes. Brendan Courtney, isn't it? Where they go to people's where they used to live.
That's
and,
it.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
It. So I had to sit through that to find out where Linda Martin used to have her breakfast when she was 10. I mean, I'd prefer to be taken outside and given a good kicking.
Listen, people
and
like that.
If,
they like to see inside other people's houses. They like backstories from people. You know, Daniel, come on.
Great, Ian. Yeah. You're such a nice person, Ian. Then as if I haven't taken enough abuse already, you know. You know, to finish me off for the rest of the night, they have Mrs. Brown's Boys, wait for this.
Not Christmas.
Live.
Oh, live.
No, live. 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 The irony of that word, live. It's the 20th flipping repeat of the live. The videotape has got so grainy, you can hardly see the thing, which ironically makes it more watchable.
Right.
And you think that I paid me TV license yesterday. I feel violated. Good luck.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.